Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listen, we stuff this podcast with ads like Jonathan Sullivan used to stuff his face with hot dogs during the pregame for Saints games. If you don't like the ads, sign up and become a patron today. Patrons get access to this podcast ad-free. No ads ever. And they get the Booze Bundle welcome box, 4 swag items, amazing, and a Saints player card, and you get access to the Discord channel. Why wouldn't you do it? It's 10 bucks. You're practically making money. So do it today. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up to become a patron. That's saintshappyhour.com.
Oh, goodness! It's the breaking news siren on a Saturday at 10:55.
That's not good news.
That is that. Well, it might. We could discuss it.
Never.
I didn't think in 2020, Dave, that the Saints would catch the Rona, and my first thought would be, maybe it's not that bad because they have half the team hurt going to Detroit. Pro Football Talk broke the news about 10 minutes ago. Somebody on the Saints roster got that Rona, and chaos has ensued. The NFL, they already postponed Kansas City, New England. They already postponed Tennessee and Pittsburgh. Now the Saints, Lions. But Dave, you said it right before we started. Who's the funniest Saints player that would catch the Rona that would make it hysterical?
I know we didn't answer it. I don't know.
Who would it be though?
I feel like this is Ken Crawley's doing. I feel like they just brought him back.
Get Billy Bando on the horn.
Yeah, they just brought him back. He joins the team, and all of a sudden they've got coronavirus. It's a little suspect.
I want to imagine if you're of a certain.
Well,
age.
I guess that can't be true because Ken Crawley can't catch anything. So yeah, I mean, I guess that's good enough.
If you're of a certain age, you might remember the great movie Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield. And the finale of the movie, Rodney Dangerfield used to do like stunt dives in New Jersey. And he is going back to school with his son. And the coach of the diving team needs an extra player. And he calls him down from the stands. And the official asks the coach, who's this guy on your roster? He's like, well, he's not on my roster now, but he's on the supplemental roster. I imagine Sean Payton just got fed up when they had 25% of the team starters are going to be out. And he called up the NFL, and he's like, look, somebody on our team got the Rona. And they're like, well, who is it? And he's like, well, it's Drew Crees. He's on the supplemental roster. He's dripping with Rona. And Roger, for the safety of everyone involved, you need to postpone this game. I just imagine like that would be my dream scenario, that like the Saints win the Super Bowl and then it comes out like next summer that they were running a Rona scam to get the games postponed because they were so injured. Like that would be the most Saints shit ever, and it would be
Peyton playing 4D chess when everybody else is playing checkers.
It'd make the Astros cheating scandal using the banging of the trash cans. Like the Saints faking positive Rona tests to win the Super Bowl would just be amazing. I wouldn't care. Like the Super Bowl merch to say the same thing, whether they cheat or not, I don't care. But I mean, Dave, were you a little conflicted? Because that was my first thought. Like, I'm sad that they probably won't be playing tomorrow, but my first instinct was like, not so bad.
Yeah, well, so look, we're exactly, it's almost 11 p.m. now, Saturday night Central Time, so we're exactly 13 hours away from kickoff. We just learned about this news. Obviously, the team is going to get tested again. It's very possible, I suppose, that they may postpone the game tomorrow.
There's no way they're playing that fucking game. Like, the right. only way – I mean, the thing is, the Saints have to test everybody, and they cannot have any positive tests. And even if they have zero positive tests, if you're the Lions, are you going to be like, that's cool. We trust the rapid test. We're totally fine with playing this game. There's no right. way they're playing this game tomorrow.
Right. I, you know, so let's say, so what? So if they postpone it, does it move to two things? First of all, I don't know, you know, to your point, Ralph, about the injuries and postponing the game, I don't know how much of a difference two days is going to make. I don't think that means, you know, I don't think moving the game from Sunday to Tuesday means all of a sudden Davenport's yeah. going to be healthy and he's going to be playing, and Lattimore and Jenkins and, you know, basically half the team. I don't know whether two days is going to make a damn bit of difference. So,
well, for Michael Thomas, it might. Well, he probably, maybe, but they yes. probably just have okay, to stay over point. In Detroit. So he's probably didn't make the flight, I would bet. I bet you, like, that's, none of the injured dudes made the flight, right?
I wouldn't think. I think the people that were already ruled out would not be flying with the team.
Yeah,
that seems unnecessary, especially in the age of COVID, let alone a regular season. But the second aspect of this is, I mean, look, I am all in for Tuesday games, Wednesday games, whatever you want to do. That's maybe the only benefit to this whole coronavirus thing is, and the rescheduling of these games is, like, now we get football spread out over time.
Every day. You're going to get,
you know, so you thought Monday night football
there's potential. There's yes. potential that you could have a doubleheader on Tuesday and Wednesday. Like, well, I think they moved the Pittsburgh and Tennessee game. I think they're going to do that game later in the year. But you got New England and Kansas City. They're bumping. They're gonna bump the Saints. Probably Lions. Like, you're gonna have games. Not only are you gonna have games every day of the week, you might have multiple games at night. Like,
and this is the way it should be, to be honest with you. And this is good because it gives the NFL a chance to test this out. And I know that they're gonna be checking the ratings and seeing
who's
watching and how yeah. many people are watching. And this is a good opportunity for them to see whether they would actually want to do something like this moving forward, doing a regular season schedule. I want
them to get really weird. I want, like, a Saints Wednesday afternoon game. Like, if we're going to get weird, like, just get really weird.
No, have,
like,
I don't this... want to win. No, I don't want. Okay. For you who doesn't have to work, you know, who just sits in an office like the guy from Office Space and doesn't actually do any work, that's optimal for you. But for somebody who's, you know, busy and doing things on a Wednesday afternoon, that's the same thing that was going on with the Stanley Cup playoffs. They just had random games, like, on random afternoons during the week. And I was like, well, I can't fucking watch the Islanders play on a Tuesday at 1 p.m. That's, like, ridiculous.
Well, you've been missing a lot of work, Ralph. Well,
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Missing it.
Not going to work here anymore. I don't mean to be selfish here, but anyway. I'm thinking about my fantasy team. But like, you know, so what is like, what is this? Like, what if you had games on Wednesday? Like, what does that do to your fantasy? Like, Wednesday night is
what the
in my league. Wednesday night, you know, or Thursday morning, 2 a.m. is when they process transactions. And I mean, you're not going to have time to. I don't know. It's just.
I mean, I don't know.
How can you continue to do this? With, you know, postponing games to. To Tuesday, Wednesdays, or whatever midweek, and like, is that sustainable over the course of the season?
I the thing is with the NFL, and the more I think of it, is you know they either had to you really with COVID, it seems to me you have two options if you are a sports league. You can do the bubble. The NBA and the hockey did the bubble where they're like everybody goes into a Disneyland or a hotel or wherever, and we do a bubble, and nobody gets – once you go in the bubble, you don't get out, and you don't come out until you lose in the playoffs, right? You can do that, or you can do baseball where they're like, listen, we're just going to do 60 fucking games, cram it into like 2.5 months. We're going to get in, get out, and hope that 2021 is normal. Like, those are your two options. The NFL thinking we're going to have a normal 16-game season – was just it was insane as we get to this mark. Like they needed to either find a bubble somewhere, or they needed to like shorten the season and add a shit ton of bye weeks to like give themselves some wiggle room, because they haven't even started the bye. They like each team has a bye and it gives them a little bit of wiggle room, but like once you miss a game and you schedule that for the bye, like your wiggle room is gone. So I don't know what the fuck they're gonna do.
No, I mean this. I mean, I feel like NFL fans should be concerned because, you know, we are in week four now, and it was smooth sailing for the first 2-3 weeks. I mean, there were no positive tests. You know, we didn't have to deal with this, and we are now in week four, and a lot of this is starting to bubble up. I mean, you know,
bubble
now the Saints have a player that's
if this is bubbling up, like what would you consider an eruption? Like Tennessee has 16 people. They got 8 players and 8 personnel. Got the Rona.
It's happening.
You got Cam Newton got the Rona. You got the backup practice squad quarterback for Kansas City. He got the Rona. And we got a mystery Saints player with the Rona. I'm going to tell you this. If it's Andres Pete, people are going to hate him so much. Like he would be the most funny because people just dislike him already. I think Andres Pete getting the Rona would be pretty funny.
He
couldn't have because he's injured. He's not even on the trip, so it couldn't be him.
The wait is finally over. Football is back. You may not be at the game this year, but you can still be in on the action at Bet Online. Bet Online is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. Bet Online gives you more options to wager than any other place online. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start wagering on win, division, and championship futures now. Head to betonline.ag today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts.
What if it was Jameis? What if it was Taysom?
Jameis. We'd have to have one of one, and then we could argue about him. We could say Jameis one of one. He clearly is an elite quarterback when it comes to catching the Rona. So, you know what though? It would be like if it's Drew and Drew is just like, fuck it, I'm retiring. I caught the phone, I'm done. And he just goes back to San Diego. It would be the saddest, most appropriate fucking ending for 2020 Saints you could have, actually.
You know what? While we're talking about it, I was listening to you and Andrew do your podcast the other day, and Andrew was, again, he was a little harsh on Drew Brees. Well, both of y'all were a little harsh on Drew Brees. I mean, I just cannot believe I don't think I was. He's not playing that poorly. He's doing fine. He's got 105 passer rating. He's thrown for 6 touchdowns, 1 interception, and this is ludicrous that it continues to be a topic of conversation, and people are pointing the finger at it. It's like we're making excuses for the defense and all of the other issues with this team, and we're pointing the finger at Drew Brees, who does not deserve any of this. It blows my mind.
I didn't say it was Drew. My thing with Drew Brees is his baseline for my serious criticism of him is he has to be worse than he was during the Raiders game. Where, like, if he's worse than that, then I'll start to be critical, and then I'll be like, something is terribly wrong. They might have to, like, push him out this year. Like,
but
he's not there yet. He's not there.
He's not even close. No. I want to go on record. I think that Drew Brees is going to impress all of you as we move forward through this season.
But not tomorrow.
And y'all, no, well, I mean, if there's no game, no, not tomorrow. Y'all are going to eat your fucking words, and you're going to be timestamp this right now, because
all right, we got it. At 10 at 14:40 of this podcast on timestamp.
You're going to be playing this.
Should we make this one? We should. We're going to make this one free. If you're listening to this, we'll make this open to everybody. And by the way,
people are
going to want to
be listening to this tomorrow morning.
I want to say to Dave, the shirts, we shipped out 35 of them.
My wife.
She packed them up last night. They're amazing. Okay. And we shipped out 25 booze bundle boxes to people who signed up in September. You should sign up for this podcast. No other Saints podcast is doing a fucking podcast at 11 o'clock on a Saturday because a Saints player caught the Rona. Like, sign up, become a patron. It's amazing. Me and Dave are drunk on a Saturday. No one else is giving you content like this.
I just drank a blue beer.
I bought the variety pack at Kroger, where you pick the 6 you want. I got like a wheat beer with blood oranges. I got all kinds of weird things I'm going to be drinking tomorrow and on the big show.
Why are you not shopping at HEB? You're in Texas. I feel like you should be shopping at HEB.
Well, the thing about
I lived in Texas, I would be shopping at
HEB. The thing about HEB is on the weekends, the HEB is just insanity, and Kroger is just a little bit less people, and I feel like I can get in or get out. And today I had to bring my son with me, so I did that. And because of the Rona issues my family has had, like, I want to be in a place where there's less people, and HEB is a fucking zoo.
Honestly, I feel like you should be doing all of your shopping at Bucky's. I think that's like a one-stop shop, and
well,
you could fill up
if it
on
makes
gas
you,
while you're doing
if it makes you feel any better, Dave, I drank two of the giant 64-ounce Buc-ee's today because I went to Costco. And on the way home, we stopped at Buc-ee's, and I got one. And then we went to Kroger, and on the way home, I stopped and got one. So I have put, what is that,
128 ounces?
What's that?
Of 128 ounces of high fructose corn syrup?
No, it's more than that, because Buc-ee's, they have the little button where you can pick the syrup flavor you want.
Oh my God.
Hit that cherry flavored syrup. I do 3 punches of that for each one.
You make me look like I don't know, Richard Simmons. You make me look like somebody who's a bastion of health.
So while I got you here, we got people listening to this podcast maybe for the first time or one. Let's just assume in a fictional world the Saints actually play this football game tomorrow, Dave.
The Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 is a premium electric trimmer that's designed to give you a confidence boost through body image. Their ceramic blade and skin-safe technology are designed to reduce nicks or tugs on your fellows down low. The Lawnmower 3.0 is also waterproof and comes with an LED light, so you can manscape in the shower, in the dark, or in the dark shower, whatever floats your boat. They also just released their Shears 2.0 nail kit, which is the perfect add-on to their Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer. The Shears 2.0 is a luxury four-piece nail kit featuring tempered stainless steel tools, and it includes tipped tweezers, rounded point scissors, fingernail clippers, and a medium grit nail file. The Shears 2.0 nail kit allows you to pluck your eyebrows and trim your nails in style. On their website, you'll find the crop preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant, and moisturizer. This will help you tame that summer swamp ass with natural hydrants, antioxidants. You'll also find the Crop Reviver, a testy toner that's like having cologne that's designed for your balls. We won't judge you if we catch you sniffing yourself. Go to manscaped.com, check out some of these life-changing products. In fact, listeners of this show will get 20% off plus free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code armchair. It's time to grab 2020 by the horns by shaving that front trunk.
Yes.
How are you feeling about this football game now from when we had the big show on Monday?
First of all, what am I going to do with my day tomorrow if the Saints don't – like all of a sudden my entire day just opened up.
The Falcons don't even play tomorrow. They play Monday night, so you can't even hate watch the Falcons. Like, I'm going to be lost.
Oh, God.
I'm going to go
And to be quite honest with you, I have enjoyed hate watching the Falcons so far this season more than I've enjoyed watching the Saints games. The Falcons just implode this season has been more enjoyable than watching the Saints lose two football games. Wait, what was the question? How am I feeling about the game?
I
know the situation, all the injuries. I know we're going to be starting Ken Crawley and another hobo that we're going to find off the street once we get to Detroit. You know, I know that's going to be our starting cornerbacks. I know the situation, but you know what? I think we're all going to be very surprised. I think the Saints are going to come out and play their best game, and because that's kind of the way it's always been. That when their backs are against the wall, they do well. When they come out and play against the team that they're supposed to win, you know, that's when they shit the bed. So I'm feeling the Saints. I don't even think it's gonna be close. I think we're gonna be surprised if they play the game.
Like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm hitting up the Twitters while you're talking. I'm trying to see if Diana Rossini or like the go-to like Jay Glazer, if they're tweeted out like who has the which Saints player has the Rona.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
But I'm not... The thing is to me is...
We'll probably know by tomorrow morning. Yeah. I would think probably by when we wake up in the morning, we'll know.
We'll know. I would say the Saints, they can still win this game tomorrow. It's just the thing is all their advantages over Detroit are gone. And you have to look at this is just a coin flip game between two kind of bad football teams. And the Saints are bad just because they're injured and they're missing 25% of their starters. And it's just going to be... It's going to be 5 minutes left, and it's going to be a fucking coin flip game, and the Saints just have to find a way to win it. But I will be – and you and Andrew can make fun of me hopefully on Monday when the Saints win and it's all good. I will be fucking stunned if the Saints play a football game tomorrow. I just don't see it. Mm.
I guess we'll find out. You're probably right.
That's what I do on Sunday. I get my drink on, I watch the Saints, and now I'm worried, you know? So.
No, I guess you're right. If they've got a player, I mean, I don't know. If everybody else on the Saints tests negative, I mean, they can't just pull that one player and go?
They did it with Atlanta, right? Atlanta did it. So
I don't know.
They had the one guy, and everybody tested negative, and they just rolled on with it. So maybe I take it back. I'm still sticking with it, though. I'll be stunned if the Saints play this game tomorrow. But guys,
I'm telling you, Drew's gonna light it up. You're gonna be surprised. You guys are gonna be eating your crow.
I hope so. So for Dave, I'm Ralph. This is Emergency Podcast. We're the best fucking Saints podcast on earth. I would say that sober, but I'm saying it drunk right now. So for Dave, I'm Ralph. We will see you, Dave, on the big – no, Dave will be on with us tomorrow in the postgame show. We'll see you after the Saints on Lions if they actually play the fucking game.